Hi everyone, and we are here for our podcast all about healthcare today. So sticky subjects with Tampa Technologies, all about healthcare. So I think healthcare is a really good topic. Pharmaceutical and tamper evidence have been associated for a long time.
Yeah.
But healthcare actually makes it kind of bigger than that, doesn't it?
It does, and it's a very different environment that they're being used in and very different applications. Mm. So it's interesting because some products in this particular podcast we won't have spoken about before, whereas in so many of them we have done that before.
Yeah, because we've got our pharmaceutical solutions separate, so we're not going to talk about them today. So this is literally the healthcare sector. So it's more about patient care, vials, crash carts, clinical waste, and stuff like that we're going to be touching on today.
Yep.
So healthcare, just some statistics. So as you guys know that we're working through the website in terms of our applications. So
I do particularly like the headline picture on this one.
Yeah,
as
this
well.
Is a nice. It's a nice colour.
It
very
is.
Nice colour. We made some labels this colour last week.
And oh really? Yeah, oh, nice. I'm enjoying that. That's good.
So yeah, $1.4 million worth of stolen goods from every hospital every year. So, I mean, isn't that just amazing?
It's just phenomenal, but it is, I mean, like it is, you can see how it could be easily done. I don't think it's all deliberate.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you think like even just a roll of tissue is, like a big roll of tissue is £5.
Yeah.
And it, like on a small scale, like people like to take toilet roll and tissue and tea bags and things that they don't want to buy.
Absolutely.
And if you think on a hospital with all of those employees and stuff that is actually more valuable.
Absolutely.
Like it will quickly add up, won't it?
And I mean, people like me that's unprepared when I take you in to have your tonsils
yes,
out.
Yes, yeah.
It's all very much more, oh, I needed some tissues, oh, yeah. I needed this. And so you're using their stuff.
Yeah.
And not deliberately.
But it's not logged in or out of anything. And I think the thing is, obviously, in hospitals that everything has to be so regulated. So, like, the needles obviously need to go in there, save clinical waste. And, like, the vials obviously have a special process and they have a special waste process.
Yeah.
And so you don't
There's separate areas of the hospital as well that you have to consider. So you've got the wards where people are actually living and being.
Yeah.
You've got A&E where there's the drama and the fast pace.
Intense.
And then you've got the cleaning up after everybody else, the usual housekeeping.
Yeah.
So we're sort of, and the testing and the labs. So there's many different environments within a hospital that we work within as well.
Yes.
Which may not be connected to each other, but they all come under the one heading.
And actually, like where we are, we have like the doctors attached to the hospital.
Yeah.
So it's a very small hospital, I don't want to overreact, but I mean, the point is the same. That even like obviously in the doctors as well and in the healthcare situation, the doctors is the same, so they also have clinical waste. Like you don't just in your head need to be thinking hospital.
No,
you think
not
the
at
whole
all.
Of the healthcare system.
Yes.
And that can include like the drugs being delivered to people at home, so they've got their drugs in the packet.
Yeah,
the
health
packets,
visitors.
The
yes.
Health visitors, yeah. So like it's a massive topic.
Yes.
It's separate to pharmaceutical.
Absolutely.
So yeah, 10% of drugs are fake. So 10% of drugs in hospitals worldwide are expected to be counterfeits that have entered the supply chain.
So that shows again how important it is to get the pharmaceutical chain sorted.
Yeah, so we start with pharmaceutical and we move into healthcare, and that's where how we're covering the whole safety chain. $1.2 million spent on security. Every hospital spends an average of $1.2 million every year on security, from CCTV to security guards, which can be made more efficient with tamper evidence.
Yeah.
So a big point of what we're going to talk about today is actually doors. So it sort of goes back to sort of Tamper Tech 10 years ago, where doors was and is still now a big application for us.
Yeah.
Because it's just who's been in, who's not allowed in, who is allowed in, and have we got a chain.
But we also do cupboard doors.
Yeah.
And we also do non-residue tapes and labels for that specifically. So there's a whole world of doors, whether it's drawers, doors, or opening doors or whatever. So there's a lot of opportunity because the security feature of the labels that we do for that, which we will discuss obviously in more detail, they can be branded and they can be colour coded, so they can fit into the security theme and the structure of the hospital. So that works really well.
I mean, one of our big orders is for emergency doors. It's in a it's not a supermarket. It's like an everything. Like, you know, like a Costco or Walmart type thing. And they have colour codes for the type of doors, and they're for emergency door exits.
Okay.
And because the labels have got a security cut in, so they break easily. And they've got a number so they can log when the door was closed.
Yeah.
But obviously anyone of any age in an emergency. But of course it stops unauthorised access at the same time. With the number, it means that it's logged.
Yes.
And so it's a really good, simple solution for everyone to use.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it, the average settlement is $5 million for cases involving faulty drugs within hospitals. So, I mean, that is...
Wow.
That's a lot, isn't it? So, and understandably, I mean, I would not be happy if that death. Happened to somebody. Yeah.
This is the point when you go there, isn't it?
Yeah, so, and that's the thing about life and death and tamper evidence is that tamper evidence is also critical. So yeah. In a critical environment, that's where tamper evidence can really come into its own. So we talk about that a lot in like the food industry, like to stop people like spitting in your food or stealing food. It's a critical
airline
part.
Airline security,
yeah, to make sure no one's been in the fuel hatch, make sure no one's been in the plane and changed anything without anyone knowing.
Genuine parts.
Yeah, and it's the same, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it is absolutely a critical part. And yes, it's just a little label or just a little tape, but it's doing such a big job.
Yeah.
And that's what we really want to emphasise through these podcasts. Yeah, discussions, yeah. Isn't it?
And that's the bit that people can easily tell the story around as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it makes it real and comes to life for people.
100%. I mean, that's where it becomes fun.
Yeah.
Because talking about a label isn't necessarily the most interesting thing.
No.
But talking about a label in application and environment doing a great job is really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, just sort of work through some solutions, give some inspiration, ideas, share what we've learned through the years, and... hopefully that'll help people with their contacts and messaging to grow.
Absolutely.
That's the hope. So the first one is crash carts. So in America, it's called crash carts. In the UK and Europe, they're called hospital trolleys. Exactly the same thing, where all the goodies go for operations or tools to help people or whatever they need.
A&E specifically is where these were being purchased for. And the reason they're called crash carts is because we sold them to America first.
Yeah.
But the labels have security cuts through them. And what happens is, when you change shifts, apparently, everybody does a stock check of what's on the trolley, because people will have used things, an emergency, whatever. If it's been used for an emergency, then it gets restocked and everybody knows it needs doing.
Yeah.
But if it's just been sat there, people may have taken something off it because they hadn't got it in their room or they hadn't got it where they needed it or whatever.
And happens from when Henry split his lip and we got the back room, which happened to be the cleanest.
Absolutely.
But it was like, where's a trolley with all the stuff on that we need to sort this out?
Yes. You know? And sometimes you've taken something off somebody else's trolley or whatever. And therefore, a lot of time has been wasted by trained nurses to just check the stock of these on a daily, regularly shift basis. Whereas if you've got a label on it that just says complete with a number on it, ready to go. Yeah. Everybody knows that trolley is complete.
And it's the same thing of like, okay, well, if you've done your stock count and the trolley's ready, well, how does everyone else know it's ready?
Exactly.
If it hasn't got a tamper evident label on.
Exactly.
And just putting a normal label on isn't enough because you can still take something out and reseal it.
Absolutely.
So, and this then followed on into dentist surgeries, funnily enough, because they were having a similar problem, and then into ambulances, because obviously ambulances, when they sort of get back to base before they go out again, have to restock.
I mean,
and
they
check
really
everything.
Do use a lot of stuff,
and
don't they?
And it's a very, very intense, rightly so, process.
Absolutely.
To make sure they've got everything that they need in the right places.
Yeah.
But it, rather than like just ticking it on a sheet and have I ticked the right box, and human error always comes into play.
It takes the responsibility off the individual as well, because it allows everybody to have the same information instantly. That's a complete set.
Done.
That's safe.
Yeah, doesn't need any conversation, doesn't need any wasted time. And then in an emergency, they can still go in, rip the drawer
absolutely.
Open and go.
And if anything does go wrong, then you can say, well, who checked this last?
Yeah.
Where was it? And there's so mistakes can be avoided in the future.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to blame somebody for doing it.
No, but learn.
But learn. How do we get here? Because we shouldn't be here because we've done that.
Yeah. It's supposed to be about continuous improvement. And
correct.
This should be a process to really sort of enhance
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And it's a very quick win because the job's being done already.
Yeah.
And it's being recorded already.
Yeah.
It just needs to be, and there's a label and we're done.
Yeah.
Because if you don't use that trolley all day, it's been counted about four times. I mean, it just seems
a waste of money.
Absolutely. Waste of money, waste of time, which could be spent doing so much better things.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we actually have a really good Don't Blink video. So we'll put this here. we have a really good video on crash carts and how it is that life and death, it is that immediate.
Yeah.
And when you just pull that label and it snaps and you're ready, you're in. But if you tried to pull it and it will void and it's got a number and it's got a signature, it's got a date and time, then obviously there is full traceability.
Yes.
And in this term, there's actually really good, if you do still need to do a paper log, then you can take the dual number tab and just drop the number on the piece of paper.
Easy.
And straight away you've got that cross log without
But also from the hospital's point of interview, I mean, not so much in the NHS because we're all where we are, but the if you're in a hospital, like a private hospital, anywhere else in the world or in the UK, you can have your logo on there. Yeah. You can have, you know, you can make it a pleasant thing as well. You can be doing your branding for your hospital at the same time.
And I think as someone like experienced something from the dentist to a doctor's surgery to a hospital emergency situation, if you saw like, okay, it's security sealed and checked, even in the worst times, it's going to provide reassurance that they're ready and they're prepared to look after you. Yeah. And this is their job and they take it seriously.
Yes.
And it's going to make you feel better.
Very positive, I think it is. Just for a little label.
Yeah. Well, actually, this is sort of what we talk about all the time, isn't it? How a tamper-evident label or tape is actually a really fun thing. So it's doing a really serious job and we don't sort of take away from that.
No.
But it's doing a lot more than that.
Mm.
And about how people feel can be more powerful than the reality of, yes, it's secured.
We were showing Sylvie last week for the... what a tamper, you know, what do you do for business? How do you work? Oh, we make tamper-evident labels, security labels. What's that?
Yeah, pardon.
So we showed them and they were, oh, that's amazing.
I mean,
you still get that wow factor. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah. And that's the thing, when you see it, it really does make you feel a lot better.
Yeah.
And I think in terms of crash carts, hospital trolleys, any sort of prep trolley, these have gone down really, really well.
I mean, we've done it, obviously highlighted it's for crash carts, and as you said, it could be used in dentist surgeries and all sorts of other ambulances. But also, they have specific trolley loads for different operations, which are all set up by people, for the clinical people.
Yeah.
So again, the surgery side of things can be prepared by one person, signed off, and just ready to go.
Yeah, well, we have some hospitals that take like different colours, so yellow equals this, blue equals this, green equals this, and then it's like this unspoken thing where we've got a whole language of security going on that no one actually needs to talk about or waste their time.
Yes.
Job's done, move on.
Because not everybody that works within the hospital speaks the same language as each other. Not everybody has got the same...
Not the time to talk
it's
about it.
Literally, like, and who do you go and ask? Have you checked this?
Yeah.
You know, finding the right person ever. It, well, exactly. Yeah. So it just, as you say, it's a separate language that is just safe.
Yeah. So, yeah, sort of crash carts, hospital trolleys, ambulances, anything that needs logging or checking prior to doing a job, that's where these really come into their own, I would say, isn't it?
It's all about kit check.
Yeah, kit check, So that sort of leads nicely into room security.
Yes.
So room security is something that sort of initially happened in hospitals, government buildings, sort of high safety areas.
Yeah.
And then when you come into hospitals, it's like, well, actually, there's a lot of rules about who can go where in hospitals. And obviously, sort of if you go into a hospital, it's just like a maze, isn't it?
It is.
Of like, wow, where do I
find your local volunteer to take you to where you need to go?
And actually, when you look at the doors, and it's like, okay, security sealed. Why is it security sealed? What's in there? But if you're the one that's supposed to be going in there and it doesn't say that, and it's just a code lock on the door, well, how many other people have a code lock?
Yeah.
I mean, we all know how many people share code lock numbers. So, I mean, that's not enough.
No.
And how many keys do you need to carry around with you?
Yes.
Just too much. So you can either put the label over the join in the door, so when it's pushed it breaks, or you can put the label over the code lock itself.
That has security cuts in it as well, doesn't it? Those do,
yeah. I think anything where you like really want quick access, or you're going to like open something or change a state of something, the security cuts are really, really good, because if you're going to pull it off and replace it, then of course the tamper evidence is perfect.
Yeah.
But having both, just for a point of speed and ease, is important. So if you need to get into a
room. Most of these as well that we've discussed so far are non-residue.
Yes,
so there's
absolutely
no damage to the surface that they're being applied to.
Yeah. So,
but we do need to know what they're being applied to.
Yes. Yeah. We have different types of non-residue for all that reason. So depending on the surface energy, that's sort of like the technical side of it.
Yeah.
But mainly, sort of our standard non-residue works on 90-95% of the surfaces.
Yeah.
And it's a really, really great application, because when you apply it to the doors, the emergency exit doors, and then you start applying it internally just to stop access or monitor access, it becomes a much bigger solution, doesn't it, within the whole ecosystem.
We found that they've been used from canteen rooms, you know, to manage who's taking the tea bags, to all the way down to the lab technicians, where they're actually monitoring who's having access to the equipment that's going out.
Mm.
So it's not all about after the event, it's sometimes just to prevent
stuff
going missing.
Yeah, and I think if you think about like when you go into a hotel room during COVID, quite a few hotel rooms were putting tamper-evident labels on the doors, so it would like prove it being cleaned, or on the cars, like to prove that you were the first one in after cleaning for obviously COVID. So the hospital, if you think like, okay, well, I'm the first one in here since it was sanitized.
Yeah.
If I'm going into like in A&E, obviously, have all like
cubicles and stuff, yeah.
Is that if you're the first one in, and that's the same, isn't it, with the trolleys, it's the same rule applies. Well, I'm the first one, so I know everything I need is here.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the same thing. Yeah. Really. Yeah. So, yeah, of course, different colours, different...
One of the things we did as well, which I thought was interesting, was the you can get those tall, like larder cupboard doors.
Yes, yeah.
They didn't want to put more than one tape on, more than one label. So we made a long non-residue tape that went across the whole of the doors, which looked a bit extreme, but they actually found it much quicker to do. It was perforated.
Yeah.
And they basically just perfed it, stuck it on the door, and they did it across opening doors like that and big larder doors. Yeah. So there's a lot of, you know, if you've got an application, we've probably got the solution.
Yeah, I mean, this is quite a big industry for us. We do a lot on emergency exit doors. Mm. And of course, this is where we can be complementary with pull-tight seals, or we can be a different solution to a pull-tight seal. And it just depends on the needs and requirements of the company. But what's really good about the labels is that you've got the number like you have a pull-tight seal, but you can also sign them.
Yeah.
So it gives that ownership, and it's really good for full traceability.
Yeah.
And like I say, anyone can open the door. Of any age in an emergency, but it's really, really quick and easy to see if the seal's broken or not. Mm-hmm. So they were having a problem with pull-tight seals being able to just sort of look like the door hadn't been opened.
Right.
Whereas with this, there is no way around it.
Okay.
So that was why it worked in this instance.
Yeah.
It just depends on
that. Yeah, people were using super glue and all sorts, weren't they? Yeah.
So that's where having the security cuts and with a dead centre, so no glue in the middle, is really good, because the label just sort of like flaps open. Like you can't like get it to link together.
No, there's no reassuring, no reapplying of that.
Yeah. So, the next one that we've got is clinical waste. So this is quite a new one, I would say, for us.
Yep.
It's actually something that our labels have been applied to for many years, but it's not something we ever made like a custom solution for.
No.
So I think it was probably 12, 18 months ago, we thought, let's make a load of custom solutions, let's really bring the products to life, and let's let the products do the talking rather than us. That was kind of the idea.
Well, we were finding that people weren't able to understand how a label could be used in this industry or that industry.
Yeah.
So that's why this website came about the way it is.
Yes.
And therefore, we actually named the labels. But as you will have probably noticed from our podcast, a lot of them are the same label, but we've just given them a different name or a different colour.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like the clinical waste is a permanent label.
Yeah.
Like if we're just going to boil down to it. It's a long, thin, permanent label. But basically the idea is we really need to demonstrate to the user and we need to talk in their language.
Yes.
So if we enable you guys to be able to take samples into them and show them like, okay, it says clinical waste, what does it do? Secure clinical waste. Like it doesn't really leave much for the imagination.
No.
And I mean, most people, I mean, I'm not very imaginative. So I mean, most of us aren't very imaginative.
You just want to know that somebody's done it in your industry and sector before.
It's respect for
a lot of people don't want to be early adopters.
No. And you want someone to like look like they care about what you do, not just wander in with some label. It's not the right shape or size, but it'll do the job you need.
Absolutely.
Like, it's not.
Now, you could just imagine this. I'll just show you. It'd be really
I'll
good.
I'll stick three of them together and you'll get the point.
It'd be good.
Yeah. So hopefully these are really helpful in sort of a customer setting and a sampling setting. And
absolutely.
Yeah,
you only have to ask and we'll send them out to you. It's not a problem.
Yeah. So yeah, clinical waste is all about, I mean, it goes without saying, I mean, this goes from literal clinical waste in terms of rags and wipes and stuff to your needles and anything that's monitored and has hazardous waste is also included.
Yes.
So obviously, sort of most of the time it's going in, I don't know what that material is. I can't remember what it's called.
Like non-woven.
It's like Tyvek, non-woven type, bags. And then they gather at the neck and then you put a seal around the neck of the bag and then you pull it tight and off it goes. And it was a case of offering a different solution that, again, was less likely to be copied, couldn't really be replaced as easily. And so they wanted a unique tamper-evident label.
Yeah.
And that's where this clinical waste solution came from. And, of course, it is less plastic because it's a lot lighter.
Yep. But very easy to apply.
Yeah, really, really easy to apply. They come three across on the roll. So you just put it on your dispenser and seal around and crack on, really. I mean, it's a nice and easy solution.
Do they have any numbers on them?
Yeah, they have numbers. I mean, for me, I don't really see the point in having any tamper-evident label without a number on, considering, like, it's free.
Yeah.
Like, it offers all of that added traceability and security. Like, just having a generic one, I'm not saying there's no point, but, you know.
It's better than nothing.
It doesn't give you a log.
No.
And I think a log is really important.
Especially in this environment when there can be some litigious comeback for people. So to have the traceability
absolutely
as standard
yeah.
all the way through the process is a benefit.
Yeah. I mean, if we were to seal the door there now and there wasn't a number on and the roll was somewhere within the building, you could just go and just replace it when you've been in, I'll put another one on. Whereas if I had sealed the door, take a photo of it, and then when I come back, it's a different number.
Yeah.
So whether it's void or a different number.
And you signed it or initialed it.
So it just really layers up for no cost.
Yeah.
So definitely just add a number.
Yeah.
And then if you want, obviously, a barcode, and we can layer up from there. But having some text, your logo.
Yeah, because they do that trace and...
To log it in their systems. And I mean, I think QR codes are obviously now back in fashion, which is great. We always love a QR code, barcodes and stuff, and easy scanning integration.
Yes.
And I think one thing that we want to make sure is we're always making sure that tamper evidence isn't a burden in a company.
No.
It should be doing a good job to save them time and money.
Clinical waste and hazardous waste will be being handled by a separate company mostly.
Yes. Yeah.
So it will need to be working within their system as well. So you may have to find out who handles the clinical waste for that hospital or that doctor's, and then say, look, I can help you with this, and you can then have it, they can raise their level of awareness with branding or whatever.
Yeah.
But then the hospital can itself say, we only supplied this much, we know that because this is the amount that we sent out, these are the numbers or what have you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Because obviously waste management...
We've supplied 50 bags because we've used
50
labels.
Is a huge thing. Yeah. I mean, it's expensive.
Yes,
so waste management for the hospital is a big deal.
Yeah, there's a lot of compliance and regulation around hazardous and secure waste. I mean, even for us, we have that. So let alone in a hospital healthcare environment, it's a lot more important.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But yeah, basically when the labels are pulled on the clinical waste sacks or boxes or whatever they're in, they leave a permanent message, so it can't be reversed.
Yeah.
And I think that's of course what creates the value in terms of tamper evidence in this application, because we can't just take this one off and replace it with another one. And one, you can't copy the label because it's unique, and two, it's left a permanent message everywhere, and it's you know, it's just not useful to anyone. So
also our labels, just because I thought this was clever, they're a thing called dry peel.
Yes. Yeah.
So when they are removed, they are dry. They cannot, there's no adhesive.
There's no stick left. Yeah.
Whereas they're really sticky when you first use them. And then when you take them apart, there's no stick. Again, super clever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and having that dry peel, as we call it, is really important, because people think, oh, I'll just pull it and I'll re-stick it.
Stick
and
it'll be
fine. And it's like, oh, crap. Can't. Yeah. how do I hide this? And
but you don't get any adhesive on your fingers.
No.
You get no residue left anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely dry.
It really
is.
It's
not even tacky. It's completely dry. Yeah. So I think that's clinical waste.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy to move on from clinical waste.
I mean, on the website, we've just got, you know, hospitals, clinics, labs, dental practices, nursing homes, which is a good point.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Pharmaceutical facilities, medical research centres. So it does, the healthcare thing, obviously a bit like pharma, it spreads so far and wide.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just go to nursing
homes. Spider
diagram.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, go.
And focus on nursing homes and rooms secure and clinical waste. And that's an application in itself. Like, it
absolutely
doesn't need to be hospitals. We're just using that because that's the term most of us understand with ease.
Well, when you say healthcare, that's sort of where you go. Where's the drama? That's the big one, isn't
definitely
it?
Definitely, like A&E.
Start there.
Yeah, start at life and death and we'll work back. vial security is the last one, which starts to overlap into our pharmaceutical and nutraceutical and supplements and stuff like that. So vials is all about testing, blood tests, stuff like that, and we want to make sure they're secure. So of course we've got the locking lids, that's like
standard.
And what we want to do is add a level of protection to that. So the locking lids aren't generally numbered and aren't really traceable. They just stop you getting...
This came about with the Olympics, didn't
it? Yes, yeah. So for us, we've been doing sort of anti-doping for a lot of years.
Yes.
And it's just a case of really growing it from there. And we want to look at this industry and see how we can provide more security throughout the whole range. So obviously anti-doping is a massive thing. It's got bigger and bigger through the years, sadly, and kind of good for us in the security world.
But now people wanting their DNA testing, there's all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's huge.
And even these at-home test kits where you do like, oh, what's my vitamin D and vitamin C and whatever else levels to see.
What are my hormone levels for this? What am I doing with that? Yes.
And it's like, okay, well, in there you get a little vial, don't you? And then you put your blood in it and that's a whole disaster of itself. We've both been traumatised.
It didn't work.
No. So it works if you're like
normal.
Yeah. Oh, they're actually quite interesting, and they are really good. But there was no security.
No.
So you do the sample, and then you put it back in the box and put it in its postal bag, and off you go. And there's no tamper evidence involved in that process. So it's like, by the time it gets there, like, is it definitely yours? Like, has
absolutely
it been swapped, tampered, whatever? And if you think about that in a more serious environment with like anti-doping and blood tests for hospitals, like cancer treatment, stuff like that, obviously it is very, very important that the information and the.
So if you, when you go to the doctors and you have a blood test, they put it in a little bag which has got the seal on the top and they fold it down and all the rest of it. But when it gets to the lab and it's got a whole different journey,
it's out of the bag.
That's where it would be the most useful.
Yes, yeah. So we have the, probably everyone's seen it, is the orange dumbbell label that goes over the top of the vials, and it's got no glue over the centre, so it doesn't leave any mess sort of around where you'll pour from the vial. But that's sort of where you want to start in vial labels.
It doesn't contaminate anything.
Yeah, but it leaves a permanent message on the side of the vial. The vial won't be used again anyway, so this is fine. You can have them non-residue, but I would always recommend permanent.
And how cold do they go down to? Because, I mean, a lot of these things are put into freezing situations.
Yeah, so they'll work in your, is it called cryo?
Yeah,
so they'll work in the cold chambers in that testing. And they'll also, obviously, you can store them in ambient. So they work within your environment. And I think that's absolutely crucial, of course. So this is an important point of how we're like fitting into the environment that they're already in. We're not asking anyone to change what they do.
No.
We're just like an add-on that's going to make life a lot easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, vials, again, is a massive sector. And I think probably you could just choose like one of the four things we've mentioned and just focus on that
absolutely
and be super successful.
Yeah.
So there is a lot to think about. But, yeah, you can't remove it without leaving evidence. So in terms of drug testing, at-home test kits, COVID tests, all sorts of different things, a vial security label is the way to go in that way. Yeah.
And if you need any help with the sales story or the examples that you can give to people alongside, then just give us a call, because that's what we're here for. These are our general stories, obviously, which we're sharing, but we have many others.
So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course, this is all we do. So we do have, these aren't just like made up solutions. These are solutions, the most successful from all the different applications, which is so much more than what we talk about here for tamper evidence and security, things that you would never even think of. So we're just taking the ones that are sort of really interesting, where we think there's the most growth for you guys to take sort of the most
and
from
the
it.
And easy access, really, as well, so that you can open doors and start a new conversation.
We really want to like make people's world better. And I think like this, the stuff that we talk about on this podcast is where we can make the most impact.
Yes.
And that's absolutely crucial, isn't it, for
absolutely
us?
Absolutely.
And so where we've got like compliance, regulation, legislation, like these are of course like trigger words for anyone.
Yes.
So it's what can we do to make that this process better? And vial security labels are definitely a big, big tick in this box.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. So I think that summarises healthcare sector, doesn't it? I mean, we've got loads of content on this sector. We've got some great videos on YouTube. We've got loads of photos. We've got custom samples for clinical waste, for vials, for door security. I mean, probably some of you guys saw that in COVID we did the Just Sanitize labels. So it's the same solution.
Not to mention the face shield.
Yeah, the face shield. Yeah, this was a good success for us, actually.
It was.
So yeah, we've got loads and loads of samples. If you want any examples, any marketing sheets, support, if you want them translating, I will say Google Translate has upped its game recently.
Oh, that's handy.
Like, this is very helpful for
mind
us.
Mind you, we have also changed the way that we create things in order to help Google Translate.
It's much better. So if you want anything, then just let us know, and we're here to help. That's literally our job. So yeah, please get in touch. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Cheers.